The dominant culture has as its sole model the young adult. That is to say, a self-made individual who always remains young. The exaltation of youth as the only age worthy of embodying the human ideal, coupled with contempt for old age as frailty, decay, disability, has been the dominant image of 20th century totalitarianism. Have we forgotten this? The lengthening of life has a structural impact on the history of individuals, families, and societies. But we must ask ourselves, is its spiritual quality and its sense of community the object of thought and love consistent with this fact? Perhaps the elderly need to apologize for their stubbornness and surviving at the expense of others. Or can they be honored for the gifts they bring to everyone's meaning of life?
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that was the words of John Paul II. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the words of Pope Francis. I don't know why I said that. Pope Francis, he began his this week's general audience with really the dynamics of today's demographics, where the elderly have never been so numerous in human history. For centuries, you know, people have feared getting old back in the age of exploration in the 16th century. Ponce de Leon, he went searching for the Fountain of Youth. Remember that? Which he thought he found now in Florida. But in the 19th century, Mark Twain said that, you know, life would be infinitely happier if we could only be born at the age of 80 and gradually approach 18. Kind of cool. It's like Benjamin Button. You ever see that movie where you age in reverse? I don't know. I want to talk about this. I think the Holy Father's on to something. I'd love your take today on this as well. I mean, do we worship youthfulness today? I mean, I look at some of these celebrities, some of these housewives, celebrity housewives, some of these. You take a look at some of the plastic surgery that is done. After a while, everybody starts to look the same. They all have the same cheek injections, the same lip injections, cheek implants, I should say, and the Botox. You look like a plastic doll after a while. We pursue this youthful nature. I don't know. I think we do it a disservice. The Japanese are great, in Chinese as well, respecting their elderly. We're in a youth-obsessed culture today. We really are. We're in a youth-obsessed culture. And today, I thought we'd talk about that, springboard off what the Holy Father had to say. Aging in America, ageism, general attitudes towards growing old. That's what we're witnessing today. And why have we become so obsessed with this youth culture? Now, I feel bad for those who are getting up in age as well. I mean, I know there's discrimination, which is unfortunate. I had a colleague who I worked with, he was a radio broadcaster, and when his job went away, he could not get another job. I think he was 55 or 56 at the time. He just could not find another job. And I said, what is it? He says, you know, I'm too old. Everybody go in. They're 20 and 30 years old. And I mean, it does make it hard. I know people in the advertising industry have run into this. You know, Oscar Wilde imagined a guy named DeLorean Gray who preserved his youth by growing old in a painting. Didn't work out too well. I don't know if you're familiar with that story. There's that saying, too, that we often hear, right? How many times have you heard, youth is wasted on the young? I kind of believe that in some respects. If I knew when I was 20 years old or 18 years old or 25 years old what I know today, man, life would be radically different. You know, it really would. But it's part of life, right? Today's culture is no less obsessed with youth. Old age, even reaching 40 is considered a burden. I think that's ridiculous. I think, you know, 50 is the new 40 today. You know, 60 is the new 45. I mean, you take a look at the vibrance and the health of so many people today. All of those birthday cards for people who've reached 40, right? Oh, you're over the hill. You're going downhill from here. What's with that? Really, what is with that? That's why we have so many pushing for assisted suicide. You know, people today, who are older, right? Who they feel like a burden on the family, on the rest of society. And they look at a way out sometimes. I mean, it's terrible. But that's all, I think, a byproduct of this youth obsessed culture that we're in. And Pope Francis, who's getting up there, he's what, 85 years of age? He can barely walk and barely kneel. He's got sciatica. He's now starting these series of talks for his Wednesday general audience on aging. And when I saw this, I discovered it earlier in the week. I said, you know what? I want to do this. I want to present this to you, and I'd love your take. I want you to join me at 888-914-9149. Mary Rice Hasson is going to be stopping by, too. I want to tap into her expertise. I'd love your take on this. What have you experienced? What's your insight on this? What's happened? How do we get it back? Let me just share one quick thing. Here's something the National Catholic Register reported that he said. I want to quote him, and then we'll talk with Mary about this. Listen to this quote. He says, the dominant culture has as its sole model the youth adult. For example, the self-made individual always remains young. But is it true that youth contains the full meaning of life? Well, old age simply represents the emptying and loss. He says, the exaltation of youth as the only age worthy of embodying the human ideal, coupled with contempt for the old as frail, decaying, disability, that's been the dominant image of the 20th century totalitarianism. And he says one of the reasons that this is so relevant today is because we're starting to lose our population, not just in our country, around the world. That means there are going to be fewer young people and a lot more older people, which means we're now beginning to see the assisted suicide, and it's only getting harder. In fact, we'll talk about that in the days ahead. I saw a fascinating study on why we're now beginning to see the rise of that. But let me welcome to the program Mary Rice Hasson. She's a fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, where she directs the Catholic Women's Forum. Grab a pen and paper. I'll get you plugged into that. That's a great organization. It's a network that aims to shape the culture and serve the church by really amplifying women's voices in support of Catholic teaching, and I'm grateful for her insight today. Good to have you back, Mary. Good afternoon.
Thanks so much, Drew. Wonderful to be on with you.
Yeah, this is a great topic. I was this morning talking about it. I'm saying, who would be a great guest? Who can, I thought of going with a former Miss, like a beauty pageant, somebody, some young, beautiful woman who can speak to this, but is balanced. I thought of some moral theologian, thought of all these different people, and then, yeah, your name came out. I said, perfect. I always love your insights. I know you speak. you deal with topics related to women and marriage and family and gender ideology. And, I mean, youth is a big part of that. So I'd love your take before we take any calls. I mean, there's this obsession in our culture with youth. I understand it. When you're in your 20s, 30s, you're beautiful, you're young, your skin doesn't sag, you've got your muscle tone. But people age. That's just a part of life. What's our obsession with youth today? Or why have we camped out on it? There's so much to offer as you age.
Yeah, I loved the Pope's remarks. I thought they were profound and really insightful about both what's happening in the culture, where we have this youth culture, but it's different from like 60s and 70s and even in the 80s, where, of course, everything's about the young people and the advertising gets geared towards them and things like that. But what I see today is among young people sort of this curating this perfect image of themselves, because social media makes it easy to be plastic. And yet when you look in real life at a real person who's lived a number of decades, they're not plastic. You could call them battle scars, but I would call them just sort of the trophies of life experience, that it's written in the crinkle of the eyes and in the wisdom. So that's one thing that I think our culture is no longer appreciating. Everything's fast, and it's information, and it's image. Whereas Scripture talks about wisdom being more precious than gold. And so there's a spiritual thing going on here in terms of what we really value. And then I think the other thing that I see is this fear of being dependent, that sort of the myth that you're young, you're able, you're fit, and that's the fullness of life. And yet every one of us is dependent at all different phases of life. And we really have to grapple with that.
My guest today, Mary Rice Hasson, we'll take a few phone calls. We're talking about this obsession with youth. And I want to be clear, I am not opposed to plastic surgery at all. I think there's a lot of benefits for it. And this desire to stay in shape and to look good, I think we're called to do that. Our bodies are the temples of Christ, or the temples of the Holy Spirit. And We should do our best to do that. But have we reached a tipping point today in our culture, and not just here in America, but the world, where things are disordered? They're out of whack. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Marlena. She is listening in New Jersey. Marlena, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I work for a plastic surgeon in Paramus. Oh, good. And it's unfortunate that many of the patients feel that they have to have plastic surgery because they want to keep their job. They're very on top of their game. They're very fit, but their faces are old, mm-hmm. and they don't want to really look like that. Even the teachers, I have many teachers, yeah. they come in the summertime, and they say, my students won't even look at me. I have to have this. I want to teach for another decade wow. or another 5 years. Wow. And we laugh. I mean, they have a good attitude about it because you have to. You have to have a good yeah. attitude. And once they have it, they do look better. It's like unbelievable that the people respond differently. It's really a very shallow, imperfect mm-hmm. world. And we know that.
Marlena, thank you. It's such a great point. But, you know, what she said there in the end, I think is so true. The way people view you one way is radically different the next day after, let's say, you know, I'm being literal here, but I, you know, or a week later, a couple of weeks later after the plastic surgery has settled in, the little tuck here, the eye lift, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, mm-hmm. You know, it's just the way we're wired. It's not, you know, it's not right, but you know, people are drawn to attractive people. And I can understand somebody wanting to hold on to their job, but how do we get to that point? Because, you know, they say youth is wasted on the young. There's so much wisdom with time and with age. Maybe we're failing to teach the next generation that respect. There's other cultures, like I said, Japan, that have great respect for the elderly. Is this a cultural thing? And what do you make about this this need to stay young in order to compete in whether it's education or marketing or broadcasting?
Yeah, I think some of it has to go with what we as a society think of as beautiful. Sure, we're supposed to appreciate beauty. And so the fact that someone looks better, great, celebrate that. But the mature person doesn't look just at something superficial. They see the beauty in the person. I had the privilege of meeting both Pope St. John Paul II and Mother Teresa, and later in their lives. And they were not sort of physically robust and, right. and unwrinkled. And yet there was such a beauty and a peace and an attractiveness. So, you know, I wonder with this, what the Pope, I think, is trying to point out here is that if we become just so focused on valuing the superficial, and we forget that the purpose of life is relational, and that means looking and appreciating the person, not what's on the surface. We have to have eyes that can see the beauty that is deeper in a person and even in ourselves, so that we can ride that, you know, the crest of the decades as they increase in our own lives.
I also think there's a spiritual underpinning to this. I have to take a quick break here. So when we come back, we can pick it up. I do mm-hmm. think that Satan has great contempt for life, mm-hmm. for family, and there is a contempt right now for old age. I think that there's a lot to that. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll talk more. Rick, Mary Beth, everyone, we'll get your calls on. If you want to join me, easy to do that. Just call in now at 888-914-9149. I only have a few minutes. Grab as many calls as I can as we're taking a look at youth obsession and our Holy Father recognizing this, calling it out, and starting a series now to maybe help us all in our walk to the Lord have a better, more ordered perspective on it. Stay with me.